ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितम् वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च नाम वैष्णवेभ्यो महाबत कृष्णप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय यात्राव्रजन्तमेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया मम पुत्रेति तन्मेतया तर्वोभिनि तं सर्वभूतहृदयं तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम च भक्त्या विहीनाय पराधलक्ष चेप्ताश्च कामादितरं कृपामयि त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वृन्दे नमस्ते
अब कैन आई रीड मेक दिस I want that senior disciples of Swamiji, they may come forward. Oh, there are so many there. They can may come here. You should come here.
Mahabharata
and all others. Okay. They should be here. Take your mridanga from there, anywhere, keeping here. There. Navin should come in last and he will sit. Always a problem for Navin.
What is that problem?
Markandeya Prabhu? Where is Markandeya Prabhu? He has come? Has he come?
Yes.
Very good. Oh, you know that my English is very lame and poor. So sometimes I want to make any subject so much clear, but it may be that I could not come. Yesterday in my class I told that we should try to hear Srimad Bhagavat from superiors. And if realized, then Rasik Vaishnava, oh, very good. So everywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, everywhere it is written, Ja Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavera. Perhaps you know how. Ja Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavera Sthane. What is the meaning? Pada means read. If you want to read Srimad Bhagavat, you should first go to any superior Rasik Vaishnava and there hear and know how it is read. You should know the process. After hearing, then you can read and realize anything. Also it has been written, those who have no how high class of association. They cannot take the meaning of Srimad Bhagavat. I know in India, from beginning to end, that all the Mayavadi sannyasi, high learned in Sanskrit, always talking and giving lectures in Sanskrit, knowing so many meanings of each word, it verbal roots everything. But why they become like Mayavadi? They cannot take earth. They also explain Jiva Goswami and others, but they cannot take. That is why it has been told. It has told also that Aham Vedmi, Shankar is telling. Shankar means who Shankar? Mahadev, Vaishnavanang Jathar Sambhu, Supreme Vaishnav, Adi Vaishnav, Shankar. He is telling, Aham Vedmi, I know the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukho Vetti, and after that, Sukh knows. And Vyaso Vetti na Vettiva, whether Vyas know or not, there is some doubt. He has written Srimad Bhagavatam and he has seen in his trance, but he is telling that whether he knows or not. Why? Actually, he knows half. How?
He's Abhisaya Tattva.
Because he is in the line of Krishna, Shaktiman Tattva. He is not object of prem. But Shankar is the object of prem.
Ashray. About of prem.
He is in the line of Srimati Radhika. Sukhdev Goswami also, he was the parrot of Srimati Radhika. In the line of Radhika. So if anyone is the line of Radhika, he can know. Even Krishna cannot know. That is why he comes to know in the shape of form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he was initiated by Vishakha, and then he came to know all these things. In Gambhira he used to test. Then he was testing Srimad Bhagavatam, the mood of Radhika. Srimad Bhagavat is nothing but the mood, internal mood, instance the mood of Radhika only, glorifying Radhika, not glorification of Krishna. So everywhere it has been told. So it is right that Vyaso Vetti na Vettiva, whether Vyas knows or not, there is some doubt. Also it has been told, if anyone not hearing so much, Sruto, Dhyayato, Anumodata, Vanumodata, if anyone is hearing Bhagavatam, if he is not, then he is smacked. What?
Forgot.
He is remembering some things. And if he cannot do, only he is approached that, oh, to hear Bhagavat is very good. Certifies only. Even a strong impression comes by that, like Sukriti, by this. If he is telling that, oh, Bhagavat is very good. He is not hearing even, but he is certifying. Even something is coming. So it has been told that Bhaktya Vimochan Nara. What I told you in the morning. If anyone is. Yeah, what is it? Ki bolna?
Srutta anupatita dhyata.
Shruto. No, no. After this.
Bhakta Vimochan
Nara. If anyone
Yes. So if anyone is hearing from superiors with deep meanings, with so much bhakti, surrendering himself to Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavat is himself Krishna. So if anyone hearing with Shraddha, then if there is Shraddha, then Srimad Bhagavat words will come in your heart and they will be realized. So these are the process of Srimad Bhagavatam hearing. Sraddhanito anusriyat atha varniyet jaha bhakti parang bhagavati pratalabhya kamam hidaro ganmasu vihnatya charanam. So if anyone is sharing Srimad Bhagavatam in process and then reading with Shraddha, then all words will come and they will be realized itself. But if anyone has not so much association of high class of Vaishnava, what he will do? He should read. Certainly, there is no way. But surrendering yourself to Srimad Bhagavatam, Supathan, that is called Supathan. Supathan, Vicharan Paro, then you should think how deep the meaning is. Oh, words of Srimad Bhagavat, you are transcendental. You should realize yourself, manifest your mercy in my heart, that I am kind. Realize. This is the process. I know so many high learned scholars of Swamiji, devotees, taken renounce
order.
And also remembering so many Srimad Bhagavatam slokas from top to bottom to top, all slokas, and so many meanings. But when Swamiji departed from this world, they left all sannyas, reading Bhagavat and everything. So this is not process. If you want to go in deep in Srimad Bhagavatam, we must read, but if you are reading in process, it will help you. If you have luckily an association, and in association, any superior Vaishnava explaining Srimad Bhagavatam, we should not get lose that time. We should try to utilize that. And if no high class, you should read very gently in the guidance of such Vaishnava or such Guru. Not with false ego that, oh, we will understand Srimad Bhagavatam in that process. So you should read Bhagavatam. If no high class of so initiation, you can read yourself also, but in this process, being very humble and offering yourself like Saranagati to Bhagavatam, then you will realize. Then I told that why 9th canto Bhagavat was told and after that Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto was told. We should try to be, make our platform to hear Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. So we should know what is this world by the dialogue of Kapil Dev Devahuti that was told Shyamrani. You should realize that what is this world. What is this body? Only combination of stool, urine and so many bad things. By taking bath you cannot be purified yourself, because always full of all these things. So you cannot by taking snan. Only it can be by chanting name. If you have taken bath, even just smaret pundik rikaksham sab bahya bhyantare susu. Oh, they can be. So after taking bath, yet it has been told
to do Achman by name of Krishna. But you are pure always, whether you are doing nothing or something. You are pure in heart, by soul, part and parcel of Krishna. So you can serve Krishna like Dhruva, no harm, but he was stopped. Very stopped, because he has some worldly desire. Prahlad Maharaj has no desire. He was Mahabhagavat. We should try to make a basement like that, to hear. If any problem may come, coming, so many problems. But Prahlad Maharaj was out of all these problems. Never disturbed. If you will be like that, that you can remember chant Srimad Bhagavatam always. Otherwise you will be disturbed. To know all these things, you can read the chapter of Bharat Maharaj. Chitraketu Maharaj. You should know what is this world is. Don't so much attach to your children and wife and husband like Chitraketu Maharaj in his first life. They cannot make you happy. Never. So don't be worried. What you are, you should be like that, remembering, chanting Krishna. Anyhow, maintaining your life. What did Chitraketu in his last? What? He left everything and he was given by Narad and Angira Rishi, the transcendental knowledge. So you should follow all these things. Then quickly I am coming to 10th canto. Parikshit Maharaj is telling that you have told me up to 9th canto, all things. But I am not yet satisfied. I am so hungry for this Harikatha. Nivrtata sai upagiyamanat bausadar satri manobhiramat ka uttam slok gunanubadat virajjait vina pasukna. Only very wretched animals who are like slaughters, they can avoid Harikatha from superiors. Like a speaker, Sukadeva Goswami. He has not touched even Maya from beginning of his birth. And then he was admitted in the school of Vyasadeva again. And he read Srimad Bhagavat from top, bottom to top, everything. And especially he was a parrot, of, very dear parrot of Srimati Radhika. Then he told everything in the court, in the council of Srila Parikshit Maharaj. So he is telling, Nivartta Tarasai Upagiyamana. If a speaker, having no worldly desires, no worldly problems, no attachment, like Sukadeva Goswami, are in his line. And he is explaining Srimad Bhagavatam. You should not lose that chance. It is for three kinds of devotees. Like those who want worldly desires to fulfill. Those who are mukt, those who want liberation, and those who are liberated, and those who are bhakta, and those who are rasik. So for all kinds of the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam from that class of speaker. Nivartta tarsai upagiyamanat. Upagiyamanat. What is the meaning of upagiyamanat? Not giyamanat. If he has heard from his guru, Rashik and Vaishnav, realized soul. And then he is speaking like Suta Goswami, Ugrasava. He attended the council of Sukhdev Goswami. He read Srimad Bhagavat from him. He heard, he was at the time of Parikshit Maharaj, that class was going. And he heard everything. And then Giyamanat, first Shramaning, Shramanam. And then, if he is perfect, and then he is. Then it is a birth mahasati of this world.
The best medicine. Unfallible medicine.
Oh, it will not go in vain. Those who were in the council of Parikshit Maharaj and Sukhdev Goswami, all well reparated. All. Those who were junior, senior, Madhyam Adhikari, Kanishtha Adhikari, they all were improved to their stages. Those who were about to be liberated, they were liberated. Though I have no love and affection, they received like that. So everyone there. They
developed.
So, but Nivartatashai Upagiyamana Bhausadat Srotri Mana Bhirama. What is the rogue of this world?
Disease.
What is the main disease by which all diseases happen? Only more diseases to forget Krishna. And this is called avidya.
Ignorance.
Ignorance of Krishna Tattva. Devotion and love. The ignorance of all these things is called avidya. So it also goes very quickly, very quickly. So if anyone is not listening with so great honor and strong belief, they are like butcher, killing themselves and killing others. So in this world, so many are butchers, not only one. So much are blind butchers. And then he began. He told that, first he told that, I told so many reasons, 10 or more than that. First day I told the reasons why Krishna came. He appeared in the jail of Kamsa by the umb of Devaki by Vasudeva Maharaj. And at the same time, he appeared like a baby connected with his mother Yashoda.
Umbilical cord.
Both are true at the same point. Krishna appeared by Devaki at Chaturbha, four-handed, long cut hairs, golden and jewels, ornaments, at the age like 16. Very young, very teenage-aged like, very beautiful. And in the same time, he came in the womb of Yashoda, and same time at 12 in night, he came from the womb of Yashoda, just like a baby, as baby comes, 200 only. And he was weeping like, kya, 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 like this. But you should know, Sukhdev Goswami has told that he was son of Vasudev Devaki. To whom? To whom he told? To all Mathura Vasis. He told all Mathura Vasis that Krishna is son of Devaki Vasudev. But when he is in Vrindavan, what he will tell? Then he will come in Vrindavan. Anyone of Vrindavan will let believe Sukadeva Goswami, even that he is telling that he is son of Vasudeva Devaki. Never they will believe. Because they have seen already that Krishna came from the womb of Yashoda and he was some link at that time. And that link was cut down in their, in front, in their presence. So how can they believe Sukadeva Goswami or anyone, or Akrur or Uddhava? They cannot. So if you are Mathura Vasi, then you can have this belief that Krishna is son of Devaki Vasudeva, then no harm for you. But if you want to be any Braja Vasi, even a creeper, even a bird, even an animal of Vrindavan, then you'll have to believe that Krishna is son of never of Devaki Vasudeva. But both are true to their position. But it is more clear, and Sukadeva Goswami has told so many times that, one thing more. The devotees of Mathura are high classes of Mathura, devotion. They are devotion, high class of devotees. And devotees of Vrindavan also. No? But who are superior? Mathura Vasi, Uddha, Akrur, or Srimati, Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, Yashoda, Nand Baba? Who are superiors among them? Oh. Vrajavasi. So we must obey what they are telling. We should have belief more than that. Sometimes Mathura Vasi tell so much lie things. So Krishna has also told that Mathura Vasi are always liar. That is why in Gita, Krishna has told to Arjuna that you should promise that I cannot give up any my devotee. If I am telling that, it may be that I may change. But if you will do,
if you promise, then I have to keep your promise.
Because I am Mathura Vasi, who was fighting in Mahabharata, he was not Brajendranandan. He was Vasudeva Krishna. So he admits that all Mathura Vasi tell lies. So they are telling that Krishna is son of Vasudeva Devaki. So they are like, it is not true so much. Somewhat there is. So if Yashoda Maya telling that you are my son, no doubt of this. So first you should believe this. Swami has told in his Srimad Bhagavat sometimes for beginners that Krishna was the son of Vasudeva, but he was given to Nanda and Yashoda to only to support and nourish. He was like Krishna was adopted son of Nanda and Yashoda. But it is not true. Not true. You should have a form. Try to be a Brajavasi. If you are hearing this, then try to be a Brajavasi. First thing is this. Then you can realize Srimad Bhagavat. This is the basis. Krishna, having so much opulences and all kinds of powers, especially six of opulence. And where in Nanda Baba house, Brajanandan, all opulences, all powers and everything there, more than Dwarka and Mathura, but it is covered with very sweet Madhurya. Only high class of devotees can realize all these things. So try to have a heart of Brajavasi. Those who are sleeping, they will not have all these things. Please try to be sit like this, not like this, otherwise you will sleep. And you will miss my class.
You're not the Brajavasi.
And then you will be Mathura Vasi. Even not Dwarka Vasi. Even not, you will be Vaikunth Vasi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then this bird of Maya will go away. And if you are not hearing attempts with attention, then what will be? You are not hearing, then it may be the evils of all others will enter in your heart and they will sleep there very easily. So don't do like that. First thing. Second, Prajanda Nandan is so merciful. Oho Bakiyam Stanakalakutam Jighansaya Payadap Tasakti Leving Gatim Tatudhat Uchitang Tato Kangva Dayalum Sharanam. What is the meaning? Oh, Prem Praja. From there, stand up and tell. What is the meaning? Oh, at once.
So, in this verse, Uddhavji is calling out, Aho Bakiyam Stanakalakutam. Alas! We should surrender to Krishna. Who will not surrender to Krishna? Why? Because he's just so merciful. He's so very merciful. How merciful is Krishna? Putana, who was so wicked and came to Krishna with the intention of killing him, had smeared the poison, filled her breast full of poison, and she came there just to kill Krishna. And what did Krishna do? He did not see, oh, she has come to kill me. But rather he thought, oh, she has come to me like mother, because Putana came there. Oh, my son, such a beautiful baby. Please, you come in my arms. And she took Krishna and gave Krishna her breast. So she came like mother. Seeing this, Krishna accepted
also
this.
Also she met Shringara and everything like mother.
Yes. She came so beautiful, more beautiful than the goddess of fortune. When Mother Yashoda saw her, she thought, she is so beautiful. She loves Krishna more than me. She should take care of Krishna. So she allowed Putana to come there in that beautiful form and take Krishna in her arms. And Krishna, not seeing her wicked intention, but seeing, oh, she has come like mother, then he very mercifully, causelessly, mercifully, gave her a position like his nursemaid, like a mother in Goloka Vrindavan. So Uddhav is remembering this quality of Krishna and crying out, oh, who will not surrender to Krishna because he is so causelessly merciful?
He was about 2.5 years or 3 years in Gokul. I met so many past, very beautiful past times there. Once, Krishna sent a demon named Shakatasura to kill Krishna. He thought that I am so much intelligent. I will not go there having any form. I should go there in the form of air-like. And he entered in a
pool of
cord. And he wanted to praise Krishna and to smash him. But Krishna is not like a such boy. And playing, he touched from his nails. And he was killed at once. What is this? If anyone is so learned, he has read Srimad Bhagavatam and all Vedas, Upanishads and everything, but he may be like a demon. If he is not serving Krishna in line of love and affection, you know, all the Mayavadis are all Shakatasura. and in their lines all are Shakatasur. They know all these things. They are very qualified. They can make so many meanings of Srimad Bhagavatam. They read and all are chant. But really in the end they will tell that what they will tell. Oh, we are same Brahma. Same Brahma. So these are all Shakatasur. Krishna, by trick anyhow, he culls and purifies their hearts. So we should be careful for this. You know Trinavarta. What is the meaning of Trinavarta? Namin. What is the essence of this pastime? Trinavarta. अरे बोलो झट करे तो समय मत नष्ट करो हम जल्दी से आना चाहते हैं
सो त्रिनावर्त होएन सकरासुर किल्ड बाय कृष्णा
तो टेल एसेंस द टीचिंग
त्रिनावर्त मींस जस्ट लाइक अ टोर्नेडो इट टेक्स सो मेनी डस्ट एंड ड्राई लीव्स सिमिलरली हु इन दिस वर्ल्ड But not doing bhajan Krishna. They take so many things from material world. They are like Trinavarta. Just like they, Krishna killed Trinavarta. Similarly, if we take shelter of Gurudev, then Gurudev can remove our ignorance.
What is that dhul and trina? That logic against bhakti. That logic, all things against love and affection. They are arguments of Mayavad, Smartvad,
impersonalism,
and all these things. But Krishna can't keep going. See. So, we should not fear the logics of all demons. I know, at that time only few demons were in this world, at the time of Krishna. But nowadays, everywhere, lakhs and lakhs demons. By logic, they will tell against bhakti. So we should be careful for this. After this, how we can control Krishna and bind Krishna in our heart? For this, Damodar Leela. Yashoda wanted to bind Krishna. Why? Oh, Krishna has done something bad. His nature is going to be a thief, and stealing butter and everything here and there. Have you taken? Oh, I have not taken. What is in your mouth? I want to see. And he, what he saw? All world, everything in his
form.
Lakhs and lakhs, Vishnu, Brahma, all are there. What he thought? He thought that, oh, perhaps I'm in dream, or a ghost has come, and he is in Krishna's mouth, or anything else. He could not decide. He took water and washed, that whether I'm in dream or reality. And then he saw nothing. Never thought that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But you know Devaki, Vasudeva and Arjun. Krishna showed universal form to them and they began to fold hands. Oh Krishna, Arjun is telling me, I've done so many offenses, I have told you friend, but really you are not friend. You are supreme of creators and creators to creators to creators. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radha Govinda Sarva Karanam Karanam. So from future, I will not tell you friend. I have married your sister. I become so. What?
Familiar.
Not familiar.
Enamored.
Huh? that I married your sister. I am not qualified for that. Oh, I have told you so many things. Oh, bring my chariot and keep it in the middle of both
armies.
I will never do in future. Please excuse me. And after that, when Krishna took it in your soul, he disappeared there, and then he sent Jogmaya, and then, oh friend, come on, and we should try to fight with these armies. You know about two times for Devaki and Vasudeva. They were thinking that Krishna is my son, but when they saw very easily Krishna jumped on the throne very high and to Kansa very easily. He threw out and he jumped on him and killed him very easily. Not killed. He was killed himself by jumping only Krishna jumped on him. He did nothing.
At that time Vasudeva and Devaki also there?
Yes, they were there. All were there. He had brought that, you should see, I am killing your son.
The presence of your son.
Yes. Also, Nanda Baba was there. All the gopis were there. His father also was brought there. Ugrasen also. Akru and all others were there. He wanted to kill Krishna in the presence of all. That I am so. But quickly, Krishna, without any
effort,
easily, he jumped over him and he was dead. What to do if I am jumping and if he is dying, what I should do?
I am your nephew, I
So they were praying to Krishna. Krishna was on the feet of Devaki and Baldeva was on the feet of
Vasudeva
Maharaj. But they were, I know that who are you? You are himself Narayana Tattva. Then Krishna was weeping there. Baldeva was weeping on the feet of Vasudeva Maharaj. They sat on their laps, even they were doing like this. This is the appearance. And Yashoda, she saw all these things. But he never thought that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. Never. This is the difference between Mathura and Vrindavan. So Yashoda is more superior than Mathura Vasis. After that, you know that in Gokul, when he was Yashoda mother or Titan Krishna, Krishna loves to their devotees, and devotees also love to Krishna. If the devotees love to Krishna is more superior, then he may be Titan or controlled, otherwise not. How you can control him? If you are in the guidance of Yashoda mother, or Subal Sridham Madhumangal, or in the guidance of gopis, beloved gopis, especially in the guidance of gopis, those who are, they can tighten Krishna and control very easily. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to sprinkle these things. Why Yashoda was not tightening Krishna? Why?
She was not able to bind him.
Why she was not binding? There are two things. Only two fingers were there, less. All the ropes were knot, joined together. And it became like 1 mile, 2 mile, even long. And Krishna, this waist, was only 12 finger only. And there was a golden chain given by Yashoda mother. It was not going so much bigger, wider. But it was not sufficient for one time even. Always two fingers. There are two things. The endeavor of bhaks. To Mane, do bhakti this way. With our intelligence, with their efforts, if you are wanting to bind Krishna, we cannot. We cannot have his darshan, he so much mercy. He cannot be controlled. And there is mercy of Krishna always on all. The mercy, one is mercy of Krishna, and one is our effort in the power. By only the power we cannot bind him. When we will be sharanagat, surrender, totally surrender, not like now we are surrendering. Oh, we will tell Gurudev, today I have surrendered to you, but lock and key is with me, only surrendered by words. This will not do. You will have to totally surrender. How to surrender? You can go to Arjun, you can go to Brajvasis, totally surrender. If you want to more qualified in surrendering, then go to Gopis. They will tell the process how to be surrendered. Then Krishna was thinking that if Mother Yashoda is fighting me, then how can I play with boys? Sridham Subal are waiting for me. Oh, all the cows are waiting. For what? Their pain in their oars.
Orders.
But they cannot give me milk to their children's calves. If Krishna will come, and then only they can give milk. So if Yashoda Maiya binds me, then I cannot go. So it would be better Yashoda Maiya should not bind me. And at once Yogamaya came and said this miracle that the vest was there and ropes were
longer and longer,
but not even one time. Yashoda Maiya was trying to bind him. But when he felt that, oh, from beginning of morning, and now it is 12, I cannot bind him. Then he took shelter of his Thakurji. Oh Narayan, oh Thakurji, if I am not binding my son, then all Brajarshi will laugh at me. So his face was changing. And tears were always running in his joy, in his eyes. Come, always. As if they will come out. And seeing this, Krishna saw that now he knows that I cannot bind. He has full belief. But he was sweating and he promised that I will bind till 1 day, 2, 3, 3 days, whole life, but I will not
give up
you. I must bind you. But he was taking shelter of Narayan and weeping, tears were coming. So Krishna saw, at once became
merciful.
And when he became merciful, at once Yogamaya
ran
away from there. And very easily, by the rope of bending hair, he was tightened. So if we are following gopis or Nand Baba, Yashoda, Sridham Subal of Braja, we can tighten. But this love and affection should be of Ashraya Tattva. Ashraya Tattva, you know?
Abode of love.
Brajvasi are all abode of love and affection. So mystery for. After that, you know the pastimes of that fruit seller, that lady. He had heard something from the persons who are going to Mathura and coming to Mathura from Vrindavan, from Gokul. They heard that a very beautiful child, the son of Nanda and Yashoda. Very, very beautiful, very charming. And she wanted to take the son. She used to take some fruits in his basket and to go around the Nanda Bhavan. And telling, oh, fruit low, low fruit low, fruit low, fall low, fall low, fall low, like this. Like Indians, oh, there are so many fruit sellers in Mathura here and there, Vrindavan, so many. So she used to do. But sometimes Krishna used to sleep, sometimes here and there. Oh, she could not give, could not have darshan of Krishna. At that time he was, it may be of 2 years. Sometimes he was in the lap of Yashoda and taking breast. So he had never chance to see Krishna. But he's told that, today I will go and I will not return until I will have darshan. So make a fixed this object of life. We should try to make an object like this. And she made an object. And do or die like having this promise. She went there and basket was there full of fruits. And she was telling, follow, follow. And in the meantime, she forgets. And then what? Govindalo, Govindalo, Damodaro, Madhol, Govinda Damo Dharma Leti, Govinda Damo Dharma Leti, Govinda Damo Dharma Leti, Govinda Damo Dharma Leti. The easiest way to see Krishna, what is? Nam Sankirtan. And he adopted that process. You know, gopis, when Krishna disappeared, and they were doing like this. So Krishna can come with you. So she followed this process and began to chant like this. They are practiced not to touch with hand their baskets and easily go dancing here, but it will be on their head. So, till 12 from morning she was doing. At least she was tired and sat on the side of Nanda Bhavan. No. On the door. And she was thinking, how I should see Krishna? So Krishna at last he took some corn from wheat or anything, grains. He was quite naked, only some gold chains and some twinklings. Sometimes Krishna, from very sweets, he was so much charmed. So he took anyhow and he was coming, and in the meantime from here,
grains fell through his...
Only 2-3 grains were there, and he came to with a very greedy eyes, seeing towards fruits. yellow, fair, reddish, banana,
mango,
angur,
grapes,
kadamba, so many.
Chiku.
In Braz, everything is there. But this is not so yellow or sweet.
Yes.
So that's golden-like colors, golden colors, and all. Amarud it may be. And Krishna, with the greedy eyes, went down. Oh, give me fruits. She looked towards Krishna and became charmed. Totally charmed. Then she told that, I may give you, if you tell me mother, and sit in my lap. And a very big problem for Krishna. If anyone see that I'm sitting on her lap,
And addressing her mother.
And addressing her, that all will laugh. What to do? And quickly then he looked here and there. Is there anyone waiting? Witness or not? He saw that there is no witness here. And then very quickly, in a moment, she sat on the lap of that fruit seller and told, oh mother, give me fruits. And then quickly, give me fruits, give me fruits. And then very happily she began to give. What you want? Oh, this, that. So she gave. And then Krishna at first came with in this position, and now who are in this position? And she gave 2, 3, 4, 5, and it was full up. And then Krishna, oh, looking and running, dancing, and went to his mother. And he gave all the fruits in the bell of his mother. Oh, from where you brought? And quickly he began to distribute. And hundreds of gopis were coming there and taking, but not finishing. No end of fruits. All became what?
Unlimited.
Very sweet, very sweet, very sweet. And what became of that fruit seller? He was thinking, he was sitting there, because his mind, his heart was taken by Krishna, stolen away, without heart. And she was so much upset. After some time, anyone came and, oh, why are you here? What you are doing? Anyhow, he remembered something and took his basket. And he started to go his home at Mathura, in the maid way, when Jamuna was there flowing. Oh, he saw that, felt that, this is why it is so heavy. Heavy. Then he took it up and down, and he saw that it was full of
jewels,
diamonds and so many things. Then he became wonder. Again she took it on his head and fell
into
all these things. No need at all. And what became, anyone does not know. She became totally mad in the eyes of world. Do you know what became? Oh, she became more than Devahuti. Whether his bell was there, she was naked or what she was. Always in trance. She became more than that. And Krishna, at once it may be that Krishna has taken his outer shell, this, and quickly given more thing than Putana. And sent at once to Golok Vrindavan to serve. Krishna is so kind. Can you be like this? Though he has shown no relation with Krishna, his bhakti is what? Shant, like Shant. No special relation with Krishna. No special relation. But thinking like some, like mother, he told his heart like a mother. But Krishna gave him more superior
position than Putana.
Also more than Kubja and others. So Krishna is so merciful. Try to realize all these things quickly. If your bhakti is so high, in a one birth you can have like this. And you will have to come to this position.
Yes.
Yes. That Putana went to Golok, but she went to
Vrindavan.
More superior than that. And then Krishna came to Vrindavan. And after Vrindavan, he did so many things. First he killed Dhenukasur with Baldev Prabhu. Baldev Prabhu killed. What is this? The essence of this story. Who will tell? Oh, you can tell? Dhenukasur? Quickly. In 4 lines.
Dhenukasura was the donkey demon friend of Kamsa. And actually, they thought that this forest belonged to Kamsa. And they were guarding it so that no Vrijbasis could come there. And a donkey works very hard for another master, and he never enjoys anything himself. And he tries to enjoy sex life with his wife, who always kicks him in the face with her hind legs. So that's the mentality of a donkey. So these Dainikasura demons were like that. But Krishna's friends wanted to enjoy the fruits, so Krishna took them there, and Krishna and Balaram killed all the demons. Balaram is the Adi Guru, and he kills all the demons of ignorance. So he killed Dainikasura by swinging him around by his hind legs and threw him up on the tall tree, and then Krishna and Balaram killed the rest of the demons, and those who weren't killed ran away in fear, and then the boys were able to enjoy the fruits.
Oh, donkeys have so many things. First of all, they are ignorant, quite too ignorant. Secondly, oh, they're so much lusty, always bitten by the hind legs of
sea donkeys.
Sea donkeys.